A new WBUR poll out this morning shows Governor Charlie Baker with a higher favorability rating than U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. The poll also finds that more voters, 51%, think Baker deserves re-election in 2018, while just 44% think Warren does. For a deeper look at the meaning of this, we're joined this morning by Tufts University political scientist Jeff Berry, who's come into the studio on this Monday morning to speak with us. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
In the poll, 46% believe someone else should get a chance at Senator Warren's Senate seat. Do you think we could see a competitive race in 2018? What's it mean?
Your poll shows some vulnerability for Senator Warren. Democrats love her. Republicans are hostile to her, and independents are a little bit more favorable than unfavorable. So overall, she has some work to do to shore up her flanks. What stands in favor of Warren is that she is going to have a lot of visibility in Washington now with President Obama off the stage. She's really going to be a leader of the Democratic Party. She's also going to be very well funded. The Republicans have to come up with somebody to take her on, and that's no easy task. Right now, the leading candidate appears to be former Red Sox Curt Schilling, and he is a divisive figure himself. He's very intemperate. He out-Trumps Trump in terms of his vitriol. He was fired by ESPN for comments on the North Carolina bathroom bill. If I was Governor Baker, I would do everything I could to keep him off the Republican ballot, because if he runs, the heavens are going to open and money is going to rain down on the head of Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats.
Let me ask you this question. Warren faces some criticism for spending a lot of time on Washington issues and seemingly not a lot of time on Massachusetts issues. Do you think that might be some of what's driving this or not?
I do. She's seen as a national figure, not someone who comes back here and meets with city councilors about pothole issues. So I think she's going to need to spend more time here going to the cities and towns around the state and showing that she really has an ear for the problems at the local level.
All right, Governor Baker, he's halfway through his first term. He delivers his State of the Commonwealth address tomorrow. How's he doing in the eyes of his constituents? And what should he be focusing on in his speech tomorrow, given what you see in the numbers?
Well, let's start with the speech. He is going, in his own modest way, be as immodest as possible. He will take credit for everything, including the state's very strong economy, its low unemployment rate, the GE moving its headquarters here, all the startups over in Cambridge and Boston, and he'll even take credit for the Pats' victory last night.
The poll, what do the poll results say to you about Governor Baker?
Governor Baker starts in a strong, if not commanding, position heading toward 2018. What particularly struck me when I went down into the weeds of the WBR poll is that he's almost as popular with Democrats as he is with Republicans. He has a very moderate style, both politically and temperamentally. He bought a lot of goodwill for himself by refusing to endorse Donald Trump for president. The other factor that's at work here is that Democrats in the state legislature have been happy to work with him in a cooperative partnership. And they're going to have to change that if the Democrats want to really take him on in 2018 rather than ceding the election to him.
Well, let me interrupt you. Certainly they're going to mount a candidate against Governor Baker in 2018. Does this poll give you a sense as to how that candidate needs to position him or herself to have a shot?
The candidate, first and foremost, is going to have to raise a lot of money. And right now they don't have anybody who's announced who I think has the credibility to do that. But if they do so, I think the opening would be income inequality, to follow the Bernie Sanders route, because that has a lot of support on the Democratic side, and he would need to broaden that onto the moderate side. I think any Democrat is a decided underdog at this point, Bob.
Lastly, let me ask you about the ballot question on the so-called state millionaires tax. The WBUR poll found 48% of voters support raising the income tax for millionaires in Massachusetts, 29% opposed. What's that say about the ballot question, which won't be up for another 2 years?
Yeah, there is overwhelming support for this. By way of context, in Massachusetts, we all pay the same tax rate. So if you're making $40,000, you pay the same tax rate as somebody making $4 million. That rate right now is 5.1%. This ballot question would raise the tax on millionaires to 9%. What's interesting about your poll results, if you go down into the cross-tabulations, is that it has a lot of support among wealthy people. So it's not likely to drive people out of the state. I think there's a lot of rich people in Massachusetts who think, you know something, the tax system here is unfair, and I'm part of that.
All right. Jeff Berry, political scientist at Tufts University. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can see the full poll results at our website, wbur.org.